Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Define white space, spiritual white space, and what you mean there.
Well, it's just like a beautiful painting. Like, artwork has more white space. We need to make time to care for our souls. We're very good at loving God with our minds, you know, the study aspects, and we love God with our hands, you know, what we do for others and serving others. But, you know, God said to love him with all our heart, mind, and soul. And the soul is where we care for our emotions. We care for the place inside us where we need and we want and we need to rest. And so finding spiritual white space is trying to find ways that you can find rest with God. What feeds your soul? What would it mean to take care of you? As women, I think that we're very creative. I mean, if we think about how we parent. We're very creative in ways that we can encourage our children to try to find their place. You know, we tell them to encourage them to try different things, and it's okay if things don't work out. And we encourage their exploration. But for some reason, when it comes to ourselves, we put ourselves last. We don't want to try anything unless it's for a specific reason or to fulfill a function or to fulfill a goal. So this book will give us permission.
You know, I see the younger generation being a little better at this than my generation, because we really came out of the do, 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 go, go, go. But I just see my and their wives create space and time and space to meet with God. And it needs to count. It's not about acquiring. It's not about all the money making. It really is about creating time and space, and I think it's a beautiful thing. But you wrote that one of the things that this isn't is simply carving out an hour of time to escape the things that stress us, and that might be a really important distinction. So it's not carving out an hour of time just to escape the things that stress us. In fact, you say it's the opposite. It's getting away from everything we do to distract ourselves so that we can nurture our soul. That's a significant paradigm shift. I want you just to expound on that a little bit more.
Well, I think, you know, as followers of Christ, we really want to make our lives count. We really want to make an impact for his kingdom. And so sometimes when we talk about taking time out to feed our soul, we might feel, at least I did, you know, that's kind of like worldly, like, look, you know, this is not priority. You know, in God's kingdom, there's other things that are more important. And so we might see, like, taking white space out, time to care for and nurture our souls and do things that are soothing and comforting and refreshing for us, we kind of feel guilty, like, gosh, I mean, isn't it my time better spent in other ways? So we think it's, you know, running away from our responsibilities. And so my point in writing about that is we're not just trying to get away from the stress of life. We're trying to actually, you know, think about, you know what? What are the things that are stressing me? What are the things that are worrying me or giving me anxiety? And how can I allow God to refresh my heart? What would feel relaxing to me? What actually would give me comfort? What would actually allow me to be more me? Can I create that space? And so it's actually it's a powerful faith walk. It's actually very radical. I mean, it takes faith to do things for the Lord, but it takes a lot of faith to live a life that's restful, to say no, to be able to disappoint others, because people have a lot of expectations. You know, I mean, that's harder. Sometimes it's easier to do things that, like, seem productive, because we won't disappoint anybody. We won't be accused of, you know, not caring for others. But one verse, and for doers like me, this was really helpful. God knew I was a doer, and he gave me this verse. He, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 10 to 11, he says, "We urge you, brothers, to excel still more, to make it your ambition to lead a quiet, restful life." Mm. I needed that, Susie, because I looked up ambition. I said, well, where else does the Bible talk about ambition? The only other two times God talks about ambition in the New Testament, he says, make it your ambition to please God. Make it your ambition to preach the word. And the third time is this one from 1 Thessalonians. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet, restful life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.